How did it go, your first walkthrough with Eric running the show?
It was good. You know, not much has changed. You know, a little bit of things have changed, but, you know, we're still doing a lot of the same things we did, you know, before, and it's work as usual. You know, we're here to get prepared for the Cardinals.
Was there a message today during the meeting that Eric gave you guys that maybe you could tell us a little bit about?
You know, just come here, you know, still come to work, have fun, enjoy, you know, what we're doing. You know, we're still professionals, and, you know, we're still going to go to work as usual.
Is it a weird feeling, Josh, not being here? Is your first day really back at work without him?
Yeah, it is a different feeling. You know, it's the first time I've experienced, you know, this with a coach being fired during the middle season, and it is a different experience, you know to have the head man not around.
You think Josh maybe deserved more time just to kind of prove himself, or?
You know, I felt like, you know, he deserved a little bit more time, but, you know, it's out of my hands. I can't do anything about that, and, you know, I just got to come here and do my job.
So which team is more desperate this week for a win? You guys or the Cardinals?
We are. You know, we're that's all our focus. You know, we're going preparing. You know, going to Arizona, getting a win this Sunday.
Josh and Eric seem to have very different personalities. He was pretty fired up at the press conference yesterday. What's your take on Coach Dudas?
You know, he was fired up today. You know, I mean, he's excited, you know, for the opportunity, you know, to lead this team. And he told us this morning, I mean, he's excited. You know, he's ready to, you know, take control and, you know, lead us to a victory.
There's a lot of talk about John Elway maybe taking a bigger role in the front office here. And I know you being from here, what are your thoughts on that? And what would that mean to you and to fans, quite frankly?
You know, I think it would mean a lot, you know, just to have him come back in. Help out, you know, have his opinion on this, you know, this franchise. You know, I mean, he's been the face of this franchise for so long, and I think, you know, they can use his expertise, you know, some of his wisdom here.
You've seen around in the NFL some coaching changes have done good for teams. Does a new voice sometimes just help a team, maybe even from a motivational standpoint?
It can, you know, and I think, you know, with this change right here, you know, we're going to take it the best we can, and, you know, we're going to go, you know, like I'm saying, nothing's going to really change as far as, you know, preparation or whatever. You know, we still have, you know, the same goals. You know, we want to come in here and get a win. That's our job. But I think, you know, with the new voice, it does change a little bit.
Do you see any changes philosophically in the play calling with Coach McCoy doing it? Handling that now?
You know, I really don't see much changing, you know, but I don't know what he's going to do, but I really don't see much. You know, we have our, you know, personnel, you know, for how we want to run this offense. You know, I don't really see much changing, so, you know, I think he'll just, you know, do what he's been doing. I know he hasn't been calling plays, but, you know, we're ready, we're prepared for it, and we know he can do the job.
Is your head spinning a little bit between your alma mater and this place and all the coaching changes?
You know, it is a little bit. You know, new coaches everywhere. But, you know, I'm excited for, you know, what happened up at CU.
Did you have a chance to talk to John?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit a few days ago, and we're going to go out to dinner this weekend.